listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Our address is 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, 34953. If you want to reach me, you can reach me on my cell at 561-718-2361. Our morning service starts at 10 o'clock for our Sunday school. Our morning service starts at 11 o'clock. And on Wednesday night at 7:30, we do have our Bible study. So if you are looking for a good church home, and you need a good church home, you want to come in this fellowship with us, you can come tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, or 11 a.m. for our morning service. And all I require that we come and we praise the Lord and we shout and we have a good time in the Lord. We are here today to bring you this program, The True Word of God, along with my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker, and all the family members of First Church Fivefold Fellowship. We say welcome, 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 and we bless you. And we may God bless you real good. Are we ready to go? Here we go. This is our motto that we say every day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what the enemy says, no matter what the enemy does, guess what? He shall not, cannot, and will not take our joy. And I thank God for what he have done for me today. And he have done one great thing. Don't you know that I am a miracle? Yes, and you are a miracle. Because the Lord had put breath in your clay body and allowed you to get up this morning. And we want to thank you, thank you. And we want to thank those that came out last night. Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we do have a website. It's www.church5.com. And you can go to our website. And we do have a Facebook. You can type in my name, Vernon Whitaker, and you will find us on the Facebook. And we are having such a good time in the Lord. Amen. I'm glad. I'm glad. I don't know about y'all, but I'm so glad that the Lord turned me around and changed so that I'm able to understand and be able to do what God has called me to do. Let the will of God be done in our lives. And today's program, I was reading my Bible and trying to figure out what I was going to do on the radio, but I came across two scriptures that I think that got a lot of gold nuggets in it, got a lot of information in it, and it will help you tremendously if you read this scripture, if you read along with me, and I'm going to try to break this scripture down and we can kind of go through it and see what the Word of God says. It's always the Word of God. It's not what we say, not what we think. It's not my opinion, and it's not your opinion, but it is the Word of God. And that is the last word, and that is the first word that we need to know. Nothing but the Word of God, because you do really need the Word of God to sustain you. You need the Word of God to hold you when you're going through some trials and tribulation, when you're going through some sickness, when you're going through the valley, when you're on the ups and downs. You do need the Word of God to contain, to hold, and to guide us, and to lead us into all things that we need to do. I thank God for his word. Because it is the Word of God that guides me each and every day. I can't do nothing without Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. I can't breathe. I can't think. I can't do nothing without the Lord on my side. And I thank God that I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I did say that. I know that I'm full of the Holy Ghost. How do I know? Because I listen to the Holy Ghost. When he leads me and guides me to all things, he brings back everything to my remembrance. And I'm obedient to the Word of God. I'm obedient to the Spirit of God. And every time I be obedient to the Spirit of God, guess what? I don't get myself in no trouble. I know how to overcome things. And the best way to overcome things is by the word of God. It is. Come on, somebody. It is by the word of God. You do need the word of God in your life. I don't care what you say. I don't care how you try to portray it, but you still need the word of God. I know some people say, well, I don't like to be nobody to tell me what to do. Everywhere you go, somebody is telling you what to do. Even on your job, you got a boss. He tells you what to do. And if you married, your wife or husband tell you, even your children tell you what to do. Even when you go to school, they'll tell you what to do. Somebody is always leading us. But we got to be able to get to the right person and to lead us in the right direction. Oh, can I get some help in my church today? We need somebody to lead us, Sister Connie, but we got to have the right person to lead us in the right direction so that we can go the right way. And that is the word of God. So now, if you have your Bibles, please turn to James chapter 4. And we're just going to deal with two verses today. And I think these verses, when I was reading it, and it gave me such an enlightenment. It gave me such a warm feeling. It gave me such an assurance of the word of God. And we know that we really need the word. We do need some assurance. We need somebody loving on us today. Let me tell you. If you don't think nobody love you, Jesus love you. If you think nobody don't care about you, Jesus care about you. When you think that everybody has turned their back and left you and deserted you, Jesus have not. So we must know that Jesus is always loving on us no matter what we go through, Sister Connie. No matter what it feels like, come on now. No matter how bad it looks, even in the middle of our storm, we still got somebody loving on us. And that is Jesus Christ. And I had to learn that. In spite of what I was going through, in spite of what they said, in spite of how they act, guess what? I know that Jesus Christ is still on my side. So James chapter 4, verse 6 and verse 7. Let's read it. But he give more grace. Wherefore, he said, God resists the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. And he will flee from you. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now, let's look at that verse number 6. It says, but he give more grace. But our Lord give us more grace to us, or greater grace, than the world can give us, whose friendship is courted by men. The least measure of grace, of faith, and of hope, and of love, and of spiritual knowledge of Christ. And it's interesting in him that we have peace, we have joy, we have comfort, is more worthy than anything in the world. And anything in the world, there's nothing like having joy. There's nothing like having peace, faith. Man, you don't have enough money. Matter of fact, you can't buy peace. You can't buy joy. I don't care how much money you got, you cannot buy peace and you cannot buy joy. You cannot buy your happiness. And some people think they can, but you cannot buy your happiness. A greater grace, more favor, come on somebody, than the saints are able to ask or think. God give us just that much favor. Favor in the grocery store. Come on now. Favor in the doctor's office. Have you ever had some bad credit? I mean real bad credit. Bad, bad, bad credit. So bad till you can't get a piece of bubble gum. But for somehow or another, you go and get a loan, and you don't know how it was done. But that's because of the favor that God give you because you are a child of God. I'm talking about favor. Even Solomon had more favor, and that was given to him that he could think of X, a greater grace, a greater grace. And Solomon had a large measure of it because when he prayed to God, he didn't pray for no money. He said, give me wisdom and knowledge how to lead your people. And because he humbled himself and God said, I will give you all the riches. Solomon was a rich man. He didn't ask for it, but that was the favor that God had on his life. Even the spiritual lights and the knowledge under the gospel dispensation that's under the former dispensation. When God bestowed gifts that's qualified for service and for the usefulness, and these are made the use or employed for such purpose of God. God gave more that this may be referring to the eternal gift that worked by the Spirit of God in the hearts of men. My God, we got to learn how to put this thing in our heart. We got to learn how to be obedient to the Spirit of God. Come on, somebody. And I hear people all the time say, you know, when praises go up, blessings come down. When praises go up, blessings come down. But I got a revelation off of that. It's not when praises go up, because everybody can praise him. Come on now. But then when obedience go up, that's when the blessings come down. When you are obedient to God, come on, somebody, then that's when he began to give you the blessing. You got the devil, and then how to praise him. Come on now. But when you're obedient to the word of God, and we got to understand that God loves an obedient person. God will flip over, he will fall down, he will do everything he can for somebody who's obedient. I'm trying to help somebody right now that you need to be obedient to the word of God. And when every time you be obedient, that's when God begin to open up. That's when God begin to give you more grace. That's when God begin to give you more favor. When you obedient to the word of God. We know that the Bible says that it rains on the just as well as the unjust. But when you are obedient to God, you can get a favor that nobody else can get. Come on, somebody. When you be obedient, then God can give you a greater grace. When you're obedient, because it works by the Spirit of God that works in the hearts of men. You got to understand what this got. It got to be put in your heart. Oh, can I help somebody today? The hearts of men. You got to understand, which is God calls it abound when faith begin to grow a ceiling. Your faith got to grow. You know, and I like what Jesus said. If you got faith the size of a mustard seed, he's not saying that we got to have a whole lot of faith, but all we need is a little bit of faith. You know, with a little bit of faith, you can move a mountain. But if you had a lot of faith, you know how many mountains that you can move? Oh, come on, somebody. I'm trying to help somebody. You know, the more that your faith grows, come on now, the more that God will give you, the more grace that he will give you, the more favor that you get. It's like with anything that you work with. It's like with any relationship. The more you put in it, the more you get out. The little you put in it, the little that you get out of it. So you got to work with this in order for this to grow. And hope and revival is live and abound through the God's power and the influence and the love of God and Jesus Christ. One other abound yet more and more is when they grow in every grace and the knowledge. Come on, somebody. You got to know who Jesus Christ is. Now, there's a lot of people know him, but they don't know of him. Come on, somebody. You got to be able to have that relationship with Jesus Christ. You got to have that personal relationship with the Lord in order for grace to really kick in order for grace to be abound, in order to get a greater grace. You just can't have a skim, half-hearted relationship, but you have to give you all in all to have a good relationship with the Lord. A good relationship. I have a personal relationship with the Lord. I have dedicated myself, dedicated my house, and my family, and the church unto the Lord. Everything that I do, Jesus is the center of my life because of the knowledge that I have of Jesus Christ. And that knowledge is what he has done for me. And I take this personal, Sister Connie, what he had done for me. I can't speak for nobody else, but I know what Christ has done for me. I know when he, how many times he has saved me. I know when he had brought me through, when nobody else can bring brought me through. He can make a way out of no way. Come on, I'm trying to help somebody. Jesus Christ. And once you begin to have the knowledge of Jesus Christ, so that now your grace, come on, now your grace become like a well of living water that springs up in eternal life. And that's where my eternal life is. It's in Jesus Christ. It's not in man. And it's not in you. It's not in my wife. It's not in my children. It's not in my job. But my eternal life is in Jesus Christ. So we have to know that I have a spring, a living water that wells up in me when I have the grace of God, when I have the knowledge of Jesus Christ, when I'm obedient to the word of God. I'm trying to help somebody. And this life will last forever. And this is a perfection and glory. And it goes on and says, wherefore he had said, either the Spirit give us more grace or the Scripture, or God in the Scripture. And God resists the pride. The scorn, come on somebody, you need to understand this. The scorn that God rejects them that trust in themselves that are righteous. You have a lot of people today call themselves righteous. They are trusting in themselves, and God reject that, reject the pride. And he despised the others that say that they stand by themselves. I am holy than thou, and I am proud of themselves, and they are adornment, and they gifts, and they are eternal righteousness, and they holiness, and they are full, and they are rich, increase with their goods, and stand in the need of nothing. These who God upholds. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to help somebody. You need to come out off that high horse. There's a lot of people that are riding on the high horse. You need to learn how to humble yourself before the Lord. And God set himself against them. And God will thrust them away from him, those that are proud, those that are, say they are holy than holy, and those that say they are above everybody else, and those that look at folks and turn their nose at folks and look down at people and talk down to folks. God does not like that. And God will send them away empty-handed, and he will scatter them in the imagination of their own hearts. And in the things which they dearly deal proudly, God is above all of them. God sits in heaven and laughs at them and frustrates all their schemes that they are trying to do. God resists the pride. And it goes on in this verse and says, but he give grace. Ooh, this is part I like. I thank God that he's a loving God. He said, but he give grace unto the humble. And the humble are those who are sensible of their own vile and meanness and acknowledge it, and who think that the meanness of themselves and the best of others do not envy at the grace and the gift of God that bestowed upon others. In other words, I don't get jealous because you got a gift greater than mine. I don't get envy because you may be able to pray more, you may be able to pray better, you may be able to sing more, but I don't get I envy with that. But what I do is I rejoice. Yes, I do. I rejoice. I rejoice at you. I'm glad that somebody is able to praise the Lord. I don't let the enemy put that in my heart. You know how some people, when come to church and somebody can sing more, and they get mad and they get jealous and talking about a person? I don't allow envy into my life. I know God has given me a gift. And what we need to understand that your gift is not like my gift, and my gift is not like your gift. So God uses us in all kinds of ways. He gives us different gifts and different ways of using. So why should I get mad? Why should I be envious of what God has done for you? And then I know, if God done it for you, guess what? He'll do it for me. It may be your season now. All I have to do is wait on my season. It may be your time now, But all I have to do is wait for my time to come. And then we are striving that we have and we are free to the grace of God. And we are striving that all we have. And this is a free. It's free. It's free. And the word free means it don't cost you nothing. It's free. Grace of God is free, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. This thing is free. There's no stipulation on what God want to do. There's no mandate on what God want to do. It's free. It's a free gift that God want to give us. And when you have done all you can, when you have done all you can, and when you can't do no more, and knowing that you are an unprofitable servant, now to these that God give grace to, if you want to get God's heart, if you want God to move, humble yourself. And I guarantee you, God will move on your behalf. God loves a humble person. And that is the way to God's heart, is by being humble. And I found out through it in experience that when you humble yourself, now you get God's attention. And God don't mind doing and giving your heart desire when you humble yourself. Not only does God give grace to first to the humble, but then God gives them more grace. I'm trying to tell you, this grace is a gift. And God gives all the grace that is in Christ Jesus and all the blessings of the grace that are in the covenant and all the grace that's in the hearts of the people as faith, hope, love, repentance, humility, patience, and self-denial. And we do this. We do this to God's will in every degree of spiritual knowledge, and grace is only God's gift. Men cannot give themselves this grace. Now the best man can give it to others. Now can godly parents give this to their children. Now a minister who preaches can give this grace. No angels in heaven. Now it is to be attained by works of men. This is a free gift. If you were going to a store like Macy's or Burdine's or J.C. Penney's, and they say, come to the store, I have a free gift for you, I'll guarantee you, the line will be all around the corner. We need to be lining up in order to get the free gift of God, which is called grace. There's nothing in the world is worthy than this free grace. There's nothing that you can do. You can't buy it. You can't steal it. You can't deceive it. You can't take it from nobody. You can't rob nobody of this. This is something that God wants to give you, and this is a free gift. It is the grace of God, and he gives this to those who humble themselves. Somebody needs to get hold to this free gift of grace right now in the name of Jesus. All the blessings, all your desires will be given to you. It is the grace of God that we need every day. It is the grace of God that will abound with us in the name of Jesus. This is Apostle Vernon Whitaker, Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 2855 Brighton Street, 34953. And give me a call at 561-718-2361. And this afternoon at 2 p.m., here we go. We're getting ready to say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And I know that God will bless you. And I know God will lift you up if you just understand that God have a gift for you, and it's called grace. All you have to do is receive your grace, receive your gift in Jesus Christ. And I guarantee you, it will be a wonderful, wonderful day in the Lord. Be blessed and be highly favored in Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for listening to the True Word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the True Word of God.
That's all right.